Hello, my creator believers, our believer creators. I don't know why I always get them backwards. Hey, I want to say welcome and thank you for tuning in and listening today to Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone asking you, are you ready to rumble? So today, what I want to talk to my creators about is attitude. And there is so much out there on attitude and how to improve your attitude. And I think, you know, that we kind of get lost, or that maybe there's just some stuff out there that's garbage. But the bottom line is, and I don't know that anyone would dispute this, but your attitude is the foundational piece of everything. If this is attributed to Henry Ford, don't know if he actually said it or not, but he who thinks he can, and he who thinks he can't, is both correct. So in other words, it all comes with, if you don't think you could do it, you probably won't. If you believe in your heart you can do it, you probably will. But that's so easy said, and how do we actually make this happen? So a great book that I've reached that I have mentioned before called The Marshmallow Test by Michelle, I think, Walter Michelle, something like that. Anyway, great book. You should read it because it gives a real insight into how the brain works. And it's based on some tests that were done in Stanford with 5-year-olds, I think, preschoolers at least, back in the 60s. And then they had the idea, like, 20 years later to look these students up again that did these tests on and see how they did compared to the findings when they were little. Basically what they were looking at was willpower. And there are actually some very specific techniques you can do to increase your willpower. But I also want to say willpower is a muscle, right? We run out of willpower. You use it up and then it replenishes, and you use it up and it replenishes. So you hit a point where you just are out of willpower. So what's more important than willpower is habits, but that's a discussion for another day. Let's get back to attitude. What I want to talk about is our conscious and unconscious minds. And without getting a lot of details, let me just say the unconscious mind is the more powerful of the two. Almost everything you do, everything you achieved, everything you have failed at, is almost entirely due to your unconscious mind, to programming your unconscious mind. How do we develop our programming in our unconscious mind? Is by our thoughts. It is really that simple. What is the one thing, unless you're psychotic, when if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you are, the one thing that you have total and absolute control of is the thought you are thinking right now. Now, we have total and complete control over our thoughts. Don't let anyone tell you anything indifferent. Don't you sell yourself any other lie that you don't. You can control what you're thinking about right now. If I tell you, think about an elephant, you will start thinking about an elephant. Even if you try not to think about an elephant, more than likely, you're going to start thinking about an elephant. So you have total control over your conscious thought. The more we think about something, the stronger the message we send to our unconscious mind. And our unconscious mind starts programming ourselves, starts programming our beliefs. All right. It doesn't make any difference. I shouldn't say it doesn't. Certainly, if you had teachers and peers and parents and siblings who were constantly running you down saying you were a failure, that you're going to end up in jail, that will have some impact on your programming, right? But you can undo any existing programming. Your mind is very plastic, right? It's very moldable. You can mold it. Malleable. It's very malleable. So you are able to do whatever you want with your mind, but you have to start with the thoughts you're thinking right now. And this is a habit you develop, right? Because you always go back into your old habits. So if you start trying to change the day and think more positive, focus on what you want, see yourself achieving it, just thinking about it, just doing some self-talk. You're saying, you're like, I'm a great lawyer. I'm a great lawyer, right? I'm a great marketer. What I like to do, instead of saying, I'm a great marketer or I'm a great lawyer, all right, or something like that, because that's pretty undefined, right? What is great? I like to say I am understanding how to write copy, right? If I'm reading a book, or if I'm doing some kind of training program, online program, info product, whatever, seminar, I repeat to myself and over, I'm getting this. I'm getting this. I'm really focused in. I'm getting this. This is really making sense to me. I'm totally understanding this. I'm understanding how to apply this. I see how I can use this. I am getting insights. I keep telling that's the kind of self-talk I put into my head and start telling my unconscious mind, hey, this is who we are. We get this shit, right? We understand this shit. We know how to apply this shit. Start making this shit happen. And really, what you're doing is you really are turning over to your unconscious mind. Now, there is another piece that goes with this. Your unconscious mind will yield to your actions, all right? So if you tell yourself over and over, I'm a non-smoker, all the time you're smoking a cigarette, your unconscious mind will yield to the action. Say, there's confusion. I'm getting two different signals. Actions speak louder than words. Literally, that's kind of how the unconscious mind works. So you have to start establishing routines and habits that are consistent with the programming you're telling to your unconscious mind. All right. Now, again, it takes a while to develop these habits. Don't get upset. Don't beat yourself up when you fail at getting the habits, right? The ideal thing is to have something rented somewhere that you know the habits you want to start developing, and you review it every day, and you just make effort every day, and you follow it up with positive self-talk, reinforcing this is who you are, this is what you're achieving, and things will start changing. It takes some time to reprogram, all right? This isn't a 2-day thing. This isn't a 2-week thing. This is probably a 6 to 8 month thing, depending on the extent of reprogramming you need to do. But what you do is every day you do this, you will progress a little more, a little more. It's like that tiny drop of water out in Arizona, which kept running through the same little channel and eventually created the Grand Canyon, right? You will create something magnificent one little drop at a time if you apply these two simple things. Right? Start giving yourself self-talk about what you want, about who you want to be, about the type of actions you want to take, right? Don't be vague. Try to be very specific. And start doing habits that are in line with what you're saying. And don't get discouraged. It takes some time to develop them. So that's basically all I got today. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I hope you got something out of this. Go out, talk to yourself. No matter if they think you're crazy, and they could be right, but go out, talk to yourself, start taking habits, take the baby steps. It will just continually grow. And I'm going to leave you with the same quote I used earlier. He who thinks he can, or to make it more politically correct, the person who thinks they can and the person who thinks they can't are both correct. That's it. Have a great day. Love y'all. Go crush it and carpe diem.